the Holy Spirit. And what does it mean to rest in Him? Hello and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson. And you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
Oh, yes. And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about resting in the Holy Spirit in relation to your deeper Christian living. Well, I got to tell you, I have wanted us to do a podcast focused on the Holy Spirit since we launched last year. So to say I'm excited about our topic today is really a vast understatement. I really can't wait to see what the Lord has in store for us in this conversation. There is so much to share that this has now ended up being part one of a three-part series, and Tammy and I were just talking before the hitting record. This could be so much more, but we're gonna do it in three parts this time and see how the Spirit leads. So today we're going to take some time to talk about who is the Holy Spirit and what does it mean to rest in Him. And next week, we'll do a deeper dive into getting to know the Holy Spirit better. And then the week after that, the same thing. So hang tight. We've got a lot to share, right, Tammy?
Amen. Amen. I'm excited too. I mean, she was talking about how, yeah, we've been wanting to do this for a long time. And how do you talk about the Holy Spirit? We can't talk about just one episode. And it was even tough just to condense it down to three. But like she said, we're following the Lord's leading, and the things that we're going to share, we believe are the most important things for whoever's tuning in listening today and in the future. You know, these podcasts are recorded so that, you know, people can tune in years to come and still get blessed by them. So it is a very, very exciting topic. And I don't think the Holy Spirit gets as much attention as, you know, God and Jesus. Most people can, you know, it's an important part of the Trinity, but I think that most people, they can visualize Jesus. People draw pictures of Jesus. There's, you know, we kind of know kind of what he would have looked like because he took on human form, right? And then with God, we can kind of, you know, visualize that relationship. But I think that the Holy Spirit just really eludes people. You know, what is the Holy Spirit? And a lot of people just kind of just brush it off and they focus on God and Jesus, and the Holy Spirit just doesn't get the attention. He's going to get it today. He's going to get the attention today. We're going to bring Amen. That to light for you guys listening, because it's very important to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit. But before we dive too much into this topic here, I want to let you know how you can support our podcast. So first, depending upon, you know, what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. But the most important thing you can do is just share this podcast with others so that we can share love and encouragement with others and around the world. We are, you know, we're growing globally, and it's very exciting to see that our podcast growing in other countries. And we want to extend an invitation to you who are listening to, you know, be a deeper part of our podcast. There's a lot of individuals in the world today that are discouraged. They feel hopeless. They feel unloved. And they are looking for a word of encouragement. And they're really hungry to know God's word. There's a lot of people out there that just don't know his word. They don't know what the word says. They don't know that he loves them. So by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, you're going to be able to help our podcast grow and be able to touch many more lives. You can find out how you can sow into our podcast ministry by visiting our website at loveandencouragement.com/donate. And also on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access every Wednesday to both video and audio. And if you want to save time, you know, there's a form on our website. We'll email you the podcast every Wednesday.
Awesome, Tammy. Thanks for those details. Well, you know, I have been curious about the Holy Spirit for really my whole adult Christian walk, I think. And what's funny is I used to say it this way, that I was wrestling with my understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how do I rest in Him. But now the Lord has helped me to see that it's not about wrestling. It is all about resting. resting in the gift that the Holy Spirit is to all of us who believe and have received Jesus as our Savior. Now, you guys who are listening know this is a Christian Living podcast. So the way in which we share information is for those who, you know, have made that profession of faith in Jesus. But let me say this on behalf of me and Tammy. If you're listening just out of curiosity and you haven't yet made a decision to choose Christ as your Savior, just keep listening. Listen for God to whisper into your heart. Listen for Him to express how much He loves you and longs to have a relationship with you. So listen for His voice, not my Southern twang and not Tammy's. Just listen for God, you know, because He's calling you out of the darkness and into His wonderful light. So just give Him a chance to do that. Keep listening. Be curious. Show up and take it in. So speaking out of being called out of the darkness into the light, we took our family to the beach for a short weekend getaway in November. And we live in the south of the United States. And the first day we were there, the sun was out and the weather was beautiful. I mean, we sat out on the beach and we enjoyed watching my boys play in the surf. It was just a beautiful day. Well, the next day, it turned, as it can down here, to bitterly cold and windy weather. So we played inside. And so as I was watching my youngest son, he was jumping in the indoor pool. And of course, he kept saying, "Hey, Mom, look at me. Hey, Mom, look at me. Hey, Mom, look at me." And a lot of times, I think we look at God that way, as if He's outside of us, far away, and we have to call His attention, "Hey, look at me," toward us, as if we're begging for Him to look our way. But when you have a saved heart, a saved spirit, a relationship with Christ, you know, you've chosen Jesus, then God lives inside of you as the Holy Spirit. You have the power of heaven living inside of you. And so you can think about it, and I think we talked about this on another podcast, it's like you're enveloped by God. God as Father, God as Jesus the Son, God as Holy Spirit. And the Word confirms that. So I'm going to give you a couple of scriptural references for you to jot down if you want to meditate on just that fact more deeply. And I'm going to start with Colossians 3:3 that says, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." So there's that enveloping part. You know, you go, okay, I'm hidden in, you know, with Christ in God. And then look at Romans 8:11. It says, "But if the Spirit of Him," and when that says Him there, it means God is Holy Spirit, "the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He," again, this is the Holy Spirit, "who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you." So here we're finding, okay, the Holy Spirit is dwelling in me and is a part of me. And 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God the Father, and you're not your own?" So I want you to pause on that for a moment. Your mortal body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. He's living in you. And so for some of us, I want you to remember this the next time you look in the mirror and you feel like criticizing what you see or feeling bad about yourself. Instead, remind yourself, oh, you're uniquely created by God and you're the temple of the Spirit of God. So, I mean, that is wowie news for me, and I hope it is for you, and that it's just sinking into your spirit and feeling that. And so what do you do with that realization that you're the temple of God? How do you live that out? And so I'm going to give Tammy a chance to comment on this first. Tammy, I'm going to pass it over to you.
This is such a good episode. It really is, especially if people have never thought about it that way before. So let's dive in, because it's going to get good here. You're going to get fed today really well into the subject of being the temple of God, which Joe Heather was talking about, where He sends His Spirit to dwell. So God, if you read the Old Testament, God used to send His Spirit to dwell in a physical temple where the Ark of the Covenant was. But now, through the new covenant with Jesus, which He gave on the cross, you know, we the church, I want you to understand this, we the church, believers of the church, and we are the body of Christ. We make up the body of Christ. The body of believers is God's temple. And each one of us, it's in me, it's in Joe Heather, it's in you if you're a believer. And Jesus explains this at the Last Supper, because I want to give you some Bible references so you know what we're talking about, that we're not all out there somewhere. We want you to be able to look to the Bible and be able to back up the truths that we're sharing with you today. So the first one's in Luke chapter 22, verse 20. I'm reading from the NIV. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So he's getting ready to go to the cross. So he went to the cross and he shed his blood for our sins. This is the new covenant. So this is what he's saying here, that, you know, there's a new covenant form. So in this new covenant, we're talking about Christ comes and lives in us. So being the temple of God means the Holy Spirit is in me and working in me to mold me to be more like Christ, right? So think of it as a renovation project taking place inside of you. You receive this gift instantly. I want you to understand this, because this is what the Holy Spirit was speaking to me when I was writing this script out. He wanted me to get this point out. Instantly, without delay, God sends you, His Spirit, to dwell within you. God does not wait for you to first clean up yourself, like you go around picking up your house before an important guest comes over. No. I really want you to get this, so pay attention. So God sends you the Holy Spirit to live in you based only on the fact that you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior. That is the only condition. It has nothing else to do with you. All your sins, the way you've been living, nothing. If you have put your faith in Christ and Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior, when you got saved, God marks you as righteous. You're thinking, righteous, Tammy? I don't know about that. Well, I'm going to show you here. So if you turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 3, verse 22, this righteousness is given through faith in Christ Jesus to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. So you didn't have to be a special Jewish descendant. No, all. Your faith in Jesus is where your righteousness comes from. It has nothing to do with your ability or worthiness, as it is given to all. That word all is very important. All who believe. Because of that exchange, this is the exchange that took place on the cross, of your sins for Christ's righteousness. Do you understand? There's an exchange to happen. You were promised the Holy Spirit that Jesus said that he would send to you. I'm going to read you another verse here. John chapter 14, verse 26. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. So once you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, which I said was when you first get saved, things do begin to change. He doesn't wait for you to clean up, but once he's there, he does want to do some housework, you know, so the Holy Spirit begins to clean house. And he helps you. He helped in a loving way to toss out things that are not a part of kingdom living. Because you're a saint now. You're part of the kingdom, right? And he never forces you. You could never change, and he would still dwell in you. God said that's not going to take that out of you. But the Holy Spirit wants you to become more like Christ. He doesn't want you to stay in this physical, worldly body of the flesh. He wants to change you out of love. So, like I said, he doesn't go in, and he doesn't do it all at once. Don't worry, he's going to go in there and expect you to be perfect on day one. He doesn't. It's not like that. The Holy Spirit inside of you is really, it is such a blessing. So, I know when I got saved, I immediately felt that transaction that took place. I knew that, I've talked about another podcast before, I knew I wasn't alone. And I also knew that I never would be. I felt the Holy Spirit in me. And I don't want to ever be separated from God. And I hope if you're a believer, you don't ever want to ever, not that I would be separated, but because I have the Holy Spirit, that I treasure what God has given me so much that I would never want to lose it. I would never want it to live separated from God that way. And I want you to spend some time thinking about this gift, because it truly is a gift. It is a wonderful thing to be the temple of God and to have God's Spirit living on the inside of you that dwells in you. And with that, I think about there. you know, I want to pause, let you think about it, and I want to share with you today that Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored by our very own Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach. Have you ever asked yourself this question? What if? You know, what if? As a credentialed coach, Jo Heather provides a space for you to discover the answers God has for you in your work and life. You don't have to guess anymore. You know, partnering with her through prayer-filled, structured conversations, you will create action plans aimed at fulfilling your God-given purpose and calling. You can contact her for a no-cost contact call. You can explore how coaching will change your business and your life. And I encourage you, you know, to look for her weekly points to ponder. You know, I love them when they pop up. I mostly see them on YouTube because that's where I'm at more. I'm hardly on Facebook, but they're on Facebook too. You know, or on your favorite social media platform every Tuesday. You know, it's a 3-minute guide message that she puts out. Everybody's got 3 minutes, right? And this will improve your day and help you improve your Christian walk and your quality of life. It really will. And you can go back to, it doesn't mention this, but you can go back to, she's got, well, how many years now you have of those? Three, four years?
Yeah, I'm just entering my fourth season.
Did you hear that? 4 seasons. You can go back and just continually being filled. You know, you don't have to wait till the next Tuesday to come up. You can go search for something to be filled on. So you can find out more about Jo Heather and her coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. And plus, if you want to be a sponsor of one of our future episodes, you know, or if you want to feature your favorite ministry effort, you can contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Awesome, Tammy. For some reason, I'm just feeling like there's somebody out there who has a ministry they want to share, and all you got to do is message us, as Tammy said. If you've got a ministry that you feel like would be a good spotlight for us, just reach out. We'll talk about it. We'll figure out how it works for you. So thank you for that, Tammy. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Okay. So our Father God sent a great gift to help you live out your purpose, which is, we all have a purpose in common, right? The Lord calls us, we're unique beings. He calls us to unique things. But overall, our purpose is to love God, the Lord God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So Christ was very clear about that. And so God sent the Comforter, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit to live inside of you. And so Jesus talked about him in John 15:26. And Jesus said, but when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father. So you see the Trinity there. Jesus went to heaven, sent the Holy Spirit from God the Father. And the Holy Spirit he defines as the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will testify of me. So I just love how Jesus helps us see with his words, how he chose words, how he intertwined God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They're all intertwined, and it's a great mystery. And no, I can't fully comprehend it, but it's exciting that Christ is revealing it, right? He's saying, all right, let me tell you a little bit about us. Me and my dad and the Holy Spirit, you know, the Comforter. So we told you today that we're going to talk about how you can rest in the leading of the Holy Spirit. And so we've talked about resting before on the podcast, and we're talking about spiritual rest here. This is, you might even think of it with the word trust, you know, that's that resting, that trusting, that moving forward in faith. So how do you rest in the Holy Spirit? So we want to listen to the whisperings of his voice. Now, for you, you may not literally hear his voice, like as a literal, like my voice, you can hear it. But I bet you sense his voice, and it might be in your thoughts or in your heart or your soul. It might be in your dreams. Tammy talks about how God speaks to her in visions. Maybe you have visions too. We're not all the same because, like I said a moment ago, we're all uniquely created and we have a unique relationship with the Lord. So whatever way the Lord communicates with you, just rest in knowing that the Holy Spirit will show you the places and times where he prompts and gives you a choice to step into action. And so I'm very specific in my word choice here because the Holy Spirit prompts you, but you still have a choice of whether you respond or not. And as Tammy said, my salvation is not based on did I follow that exact leading or not. Now, the salvation is dependent on did I choose Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? Yes. But the Holy Spirit is here. He's with me now. And I'm going to give you some examples of what I'm talking about. Because to me, you know, I've grown, and that's our job in this life, right? We're on a journey. We don't reach the destination while we're physically here, right? We're on a journey to grow and to learn more. And what a privilege to be given the choice, to have the opportunity to shine the light of the Lord and His love into this dark world around us, and to do it resting in the Holy Spirit, resting in walking with Him. And so I don't want you to get confused by my words. You might be saying to yourself, hey, Jo Heather, you know, are we supposed to rest? Are we supposed to walk? What are you talking about? It sounds like an oxymoron, but it does sound like two different things, perhaps. But when I talk about resting in the Spirit, you know, I picture it more as trusting in His leading, relaxing into knowing that He's got the answers that I need. He's got the answers about what I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to be speaking life into others. So, and the walking, the reason I'm talking about walking, it's about being in relationship with the Holy Spirit. So the question I have for you is, are you actively listening for His prompting? And then, are you responding? So here are two examples from my life. 2 years ago, I was at an extended family gathering for Thanksgiving. And while I was there, and to be honest, I didn't think a lot about it at the time, but I felt the Holy Spirit lead me to pray over a person who had been very ill and battling cancer. And so I don't remember exactly what I said in the prayer. I remember where I was standing. I remember who was with me, but the Spirit just led me to pray for this woman's full and complete healing. And so He said, do it. I did it. And I didn't really think a lot more about it. I was just trying to be obedient in the moment. And I've been trying to train myself to be obedient in the moment. Okay. So fast forward to this Thanksgiving that we just celebrated. So I was back with the same group again. And as soon as I got there, this lady's son waved at me and pulled me to the side. And he said, he wanted me to know that when I prayed that prayer over his mother in his presence, that he felt like, and these were his words, it was a mighty big prayer, Jo Heather. It was a mighty big prayer. And you asked for some mighty big things. And I thought it was so interesting because I thought, did I? Was it? It was Spirit led. So, and he said within weeks of that prayer, they were at the doctor's office and the doctor was saying that his mother would be okay and that she's been well ever since. Mm. And so he was thanking me and he was saying, thank you for praying for my mom. You know, it's just been incredible to see. And it obviously the Spirit had led him to make note that it was prayer, you know, and faith, right, and belief. Well, I was quick to let him know that it only happened because the Holy Spirit prompted me to pray. So it's an amazing privilege to be a part of God's hands and feet in this physical world. Obviously, the Holy Spirit healed this woman by Himself. But for whatever reason, He gave me the opportunity to be hands and feet in that moment of prayer. And that's part of the mystery, right? We can't understand. God can do anything. Why would He call on me to be a part? But He does, you know, He gives us a chance. So I give thanks to the Holy Spirit for prompting me and just giving me the opportunity, giving me the privilege of being a part of His work here. Okay, so this is a time that I just told you about when I obeyed the Holy Spirit. But rest assured, there have been times, and I don't even know how many, where I have disregarded His still small voice prompting me. And when I was preparing for this, the Holy Spirit brought a specific, I mean, it just was there. This was not a remembering in condemnation. It was just a remembering so I could give you an example, because I'm hoping it's going to resonate with you. A number of years ago, the Holy Spirit wanted me to witness to someone in a McDonald's and this one not far from my house. And it was very clear. I want you to go in and I want you to witness to somebody. But you know what I did? I didn't park the car. I said, I'm not parking this car and going inside McDonald's. I don't want to do that. And so I said, no, I'm going to go through the drive-thru this morning. I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness. And how embarrassing to admit that I didn't do it. I didn't park the car. I didn't go inside. And do I have regrets over that disobedience and the other times I've not chosen to follow his leading? Sure, of course. But I don't live in that space of condemnation, because if I did, you know, because so hear me here. If I lived in, oh, I failed before, I might fail again, then how could he use me, right? Mm-hmm. You have to go, okay, I missed it. Yeah. I disobeyed. That was an intentional disobedience. It's not that I missed the cue. I said no. But guess what? No, I did. I said no. But guess what? The Holy Spirit still loves me, and he can still use me. You know, I just have to take that awareness of when I chose not to obey and use it as a reminder not to ignore him. You know, so walking in the Spirit is about learning and growing. And so with that, I want to ask Tammy, I mean, how is the Holy Spirit prompting you?
Well, first, I want to thank you for your honesty. A lot of people don't want to share, be that vulnerable to share when we let God down, you know, because God does need people, hands and feet. No condemnation, but because we've all been there. We've missed it sometimes. And it could have been something big. It could have been something small. He'll send somebody else. He has backup plans.
Amen. Praise God for the backup plans. I mean, praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. You just don't want to be the backup plan that failed.
I know. I was like, oh. Oh, my goodness.
Man, I know. We've all been there. But it's a beautiful story, you know, that you shared about the healing. And those make great testimonies, because I think it will help people who are feeling uneasy, maybe, you know, to be able to go boldly pray for somebody. If you haven't done that before, maybe you're in a different situation, maybe you don't know these people, and you know the enemy's going to come in and say, well, you know, you're going to look silly, you're going to do this, they don't really know, you know, all these different things. But if you just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, Jo Heather do was open up her mouth and just let the Holy Spirit, she didn't remember what she said really, but she knows that it was powerful. Evidently, you talked to that woman's son, you know, who the Holy Spirit was probably at the time you were speaking, Jo Heather, was speaking to her son to pay attention. This is a powerful prayer. This has meaning, and believe it. Take it in your heart and start believing it for your mom. I bet you that was a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he received it. Yeah. He received it enough to be able to know that that was something of the Lord. You know, because he said, you said powerful things, big things. Like maybe, this is just came to my mind, Jo Heather, maybe he hadn't thought that that was possible. That maybe it was too big to ask. And then here comes Jo Heather, bloop. And it's like, and he's like, maybe it's not too big to ask. Those are big things. And if she's asking them, maybe I can believe for them. So you don't know that God works in beautiful, mysterious ways. Yes. And we won't know everything until we go to heaven. But our job is the best we can. I got little soul gnat flying around my face from all my indoor gardening. But, you know, it's to follow that prompting. And also when you shared, Jo Heather, about the missed opportunity, you know, it really helps us to become more obedient, because we just don't know what we're missing out on. Yeah. You know, hopefully we're not missing out on being the hands and feet that somebody needs the word of God. Maybe somebody needs to be saved. Maybe somebody's been praying about, send somebody to tell me about Jesus. You know, send somebody for a prayer because I just got some bad news at the doctor's office, or I don't know how I'm going to pay this bill, or who knows what it is, you know. But I think by hearing those two, you know, opposites that she shared, it will give you the courage that when the Holy Spirit prompts you to know, it's good. If I don't go, this is not a good thing, because I'm being God's messenger here. This is an honor. I don't want to miss this opportunity. And then look at the blessing that can come. It should encourage you at the same time. So, yeah. And so when you were sharing too, it reminds me, you know, I want to share with you a story from many years back in my life. Because not everything is that the Holy Spirit prompts us with it for believing and stuff is necessarily, you know, somebody getting healed or, you know, somebody coming to know the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit's with us to help us live, right? To trust Him, to trust the Lord with everything, the details. So I had been this is many years ago before I had kids, you know, I had been a receptionist at a computer consulting firm. And I had been going to school for programming at night, and I desperately wanted off the phones. I worked a switchboard, and I worked for, there were two branches I support. It was like a big V, and it was a big, you had the corporate side on one side and the commercial branch on the other. And I was hired by the federal branch, but I supported the corporate one too. So they just did federal contracts. The other one just did commercial stuff. And I supported both branches, but I was hired by one. I wanted off the phones really bad. Well, work travels fast in the workforce, as you know. And I had been a really dedicated employee. I had worked really hard, and I had a good reputation at the workforce. And so one day the manager from the commercial branch approached me with a position. And it would have been a position to get me off the phones, but it was an administrative position. I would have had my own office, a little bit of a pay raise. But it wasn't what my heart wanted. I was going to school for programming. I wanted to be going into that field. I wanted somebody to give me a chance to get off the phones and do something more challenging, because I wasn't challenged, you know? And so my other manager came over and he said, I don't want to hold you up. I know you went off the phones. I don't want to hold you up. You have my permission to go if you wanted to, because I don't know when I can offer you something, Tammy. He said, but I want you to think about it. But if something does come up, you know, I'll keep an eye out for you, because, you know, I was a good employee. He didn't want to lose me, but he was, well, that's a good manager. You know, they're willing to, you know, so what did I do? Well, you know, so first I go home and I talk to my husband. I was married at the time, but I also talked to God. I talked to God and I wanted to know, you know, what I should do. And all I can remember is this feeling inside that God wanted to give me more than what was offered. He had more set aside for me. It was so overwhelming, even though I had no proof. I had no evidence of anything was ever going to be offered to a receptionist to go into a programming position at a company. Doesn't typically happen. But I had to trust God. And the only thing I had to go by was the comforting of the Holy Spirit to just hang in there, Tammy. God's got something better for you. Will you believe me for it? Because I could have taken another job and missed something, right? So what did I do? Well, I turned the job down. And I continued to work and did put my best foot forward. That's what you're supposed to do when you're waiting on God, too. You don't just, you know, you always do your best. You're working for God at any position that you have, whether the janitor, wiping off tables in the cafeteria, working at the receptionist, whatever job you are meant to do, you work as if you're working for the Lord, because He sees your work. He sees the hours that you put in. He sees, you know, you're giving it your all and you're waiting and trusting Him for something better. And so what happened? Well, you're not going to believe this. Well, you can, because God's so great. So the federal manager came and let me know that it was like 6, 7 months, maybe 8 months later, I had to wait, and that they had an amazing opportunity that had opened up, and he wanted to give it to me. He could have given this to anybody. I mean, I didn't have any hands-on experience. I only had what I was going to school for. But and to put things in perspective, okay, so this is when he offered me a Java position in Reston, Virginia. Now you're thinking, this is when Java was in beta form. For all those techies out there, Java was a brand new technology language, and everybody wanted to get into it. Everybody wanted to an opportunity for this. And you couldn't go to college and take it. They weren't offering courses. You barely make maybe 6 or 7 books were out by the people who actually wrote the language. There was really internet, no. There wasn't a whole lot on this, but this position, they were willing to give it to me and teach me Java on site while I learned it so I can develop programs for them, and they gave it to me. Wow. I was blown away. How often do you hear of a receptionist jumping to the hottest new programming language? You pretty much don't, but God has a God of more than enough. And He wants you to trust Him with His timing and to put your faith in Him. He has great rewards set aside when we trust, and that Holy Spirit is there. Do you know how hard it would have been to trust without that Holy Spirit inside of me? It would have been hard, but it was comforting to know, to feel God's Spirit inside of me, that God's a good God. I'm sure He's got things good for you set aside if you just trust Him for it. You know, and so, what about, you know, Joe had talked about resting in Him. That's exactly what I did during those months that I had to wait. I rested in Him. I didn't have to do anything but just rest in Him and wait for the opportunity to come and believe Him that something good, expecting something with no evidence. Expecting something. So what about you? You know, we want to ask questions here in the podcast, you know, not just share from our experiences and stuff, but have you had moments where you got a direction from the Holy Spirit, kind of like Joe Heather shared, or, you know, or do you recall a time that you had to rest in the confidence of the Lord and his love to move in your life because he had good things for you. We would love to hear it. We really would. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear it. If you have something to share, it would really bless us. And I'm sure other people are tuning in too.
Yeah. So, I encourage those of you, wherever you're listening from, we've talked about different platforms, do put your story in there.
Yeah.
Put your story in there because people read the comments. And, you know, we talk about iron sharpening iron in Proverbs 27. You know, we share our accounts with each other because it also encourages us. It's like, how do I hear the Holy Spirit? Because that's what, you know, I wanted to talk about as we close our time on this particular episode is being able to hear and walk by the Spirit. And so Tammy just gave another great, okay, we want to tune our ear to him in greater and greater ways, listening for what I like to say, the tenor of his voice in my heart, and then to be obedient. So, you know, I want to close today with a picture of, you know, how do you tune your ear? I want you to think about family member or a friend in your life who you're close to. You can probably tell what kind of day they're having based on the way their voice sounds when they answer the phone or what their face looks like when they walk through the door. Well, you want to be like that with the Holy Spirit, that intimacy of with the Spirit of God, knowing his little nuances. So it is about training yourself to recognize the inflection of the voice, the way his voice, the way he communicates with you. And as Tammy said, we're asking you questions. We want you to take this and think and talk to God about it. You know, ask yourself this week, this is, you know, another question for the week. How intimately are you walking with the Holy Spirit? Do you know how to tune your ear? It's something that, you know, we have to practice. We have to grow stronger in. And where does our strength come from? Our strength comes from the Lord. He wants you to know him more. So we just want to thank you for taking the time to join us today. And we definitely want you to tune in next time for part two of Resting in the Holy Spirit of the series. And share this message, whatever platform you're listening from, share it, like it, follow, subscribe, share your comments. We want you to hear your stories. And we don't want you to miss the future episodes. And we've invited you to be a sponsor of one of those episodes. Your financial support helps us pay for the technology and everything that brings us to you each week. And you can always reach out for us and contact us through our website at loveandencouragement.com. So join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.